This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be finding out a lot of things that are going to be happening in Morenci, a lot of exciting things, too. I'm happy to have on the program Heather Sarnak, who's the City of Morenci Community and Economic Development Director. Heather, welcome into the program.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. And we also have Brad Frederick, Chairman of the Morenci Downtown Development Authority's Event and Place Making Committee. Brad, welcome.
Thanks, Dale. It's good to be here.
You got a lot of things that are going to be happening in Morenci. Morenci is a happening place, that's for sure. And one of those is that we want to touch on some of the things that are coming up for making sure that people have their on their calendars to be able to go to. Brad, let's talk about something that's upcoming as this airs. It's going to be coming up this coming Saturday.
Okay, yeah. Saturday the 9th, it's the 90s on the 9th is what we named it for our summer series. And it's a great band out of Toledo, up and coming, called Pop's Garage. They play a lot of 40s hits, dance music from the 90s to today. And we're just looking to bring as many people downtown to have a good time.
So is this going to be at downtown? Where is this going to be happening at?
It is downtown Morenci, and the stage is going to be set up under the stoplight.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so the time for the concert or for the event?
The event is from 6 to 11. The band starts at 7. We're going to have two food vendors, El Chaps and
Fade to Black Barbecue, yeah.
Thank you, Heather. And also two beer tents from our local restaurant in Morenci Eagles.
Excellent. Now, is there admission to this?
No, it's free, yeah.
Absolutely free. Yeah.
Wow, can't ask for anything better than that. That's
gonna,
for sure.
It's going to be a good time. Outdoor concert, people bringing friends down. I know, you know, my son's excited to come just to, you know, have something new to eat at the food trucks. And so, something for everybody.
Excellent, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be on Saturday, August the 9th in downtown Morenci. So coming up a little bit farther on down the line is going to be the Fall Fest, the fourth annual for this one.
Yeah, so this is our fourth year of Fall Fest. Our Saturday, Summer Saturdays event series, this was the first year of it. So this is our like grand finale. This is the third one with the 90s on the 9th, but our Fall Fest is coming back for the fourth year. That is on Saturday, October 4th. We start that at 4:00. There's a lot happening that afternoon. So from 4 to 7, we have a vendor fair, merchants, nonprofits, but we also have sponsors that have, you know, supported the DDA for us to offer things like free face painting, free caricature artists that comes and, you know, draws couples and, you know, families and kids, things like that.
Sure.
Also, we have a hayride, so you can, you know, come have a little bit of fall fun in downtown Morenci. So that goes until about 7, and then afterwards we have some live entertainment downtown. So we're excited about that.
Ooh, excellent, excellent. Is there still time for people to participate in that too, Heather?
Yes. So registration is still open through September 15th for people that want to be a vendor. So whether nonprofits are free, so if you want to come share some information about your organization, have a little game for people to come and play, you're more than welcome to sign up for free. We have actually a lot of different people in the county coming, and then also those local to Morenci. So it's really great to get people connected to the resources and programs that are out there. But then also if you're like a maker, a baker, if you, grow things or, craft, we'd love to have, you know, those types of vendors too. So we have a $25 booth fee. And like I said, we have registration forms. Registration still open until, I believe it's September 15th. So we have some time yet. We're really excited to build that out. Every year we have more and more. We line Main Street, and it's just a really good time with all those activities.
Now, if they would like to register for that, what's the best way for them to do that,
So they can contact City Hall in Morenci. They can stop in. We have a website, www.cityofmorenci.org. We also have the information on our Facebook page. So City of Morenci on Facebook is our regular municipal page. We have it there. But then Downtown Morenci, our DDA, has a new Facebook page. So if you look up Downtown Morenci on Facebook, you can find the link there as well. So lots of ways to get registered.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, Brad, you know, things are just happening and really coming alive for Morenci. And you've had a lot of things that have been happening so far as well, haven't you?
We have. The event committee has been very busy, and our ultimate goal is to bring back some fun and life to downtown Morenci and bring as much foot traffic so people can come back and see the changes and what's going on in Morenci.
Well, let's talk about some of the changes that have been made.
Yeah, so we had, I think it was last year before the Fall Fest, we had a big mural that was put up on the side of our village and restaurant. So it says, "Welcome to Morenci." I've had a lot of people compliment, you know, say it's just such a nice, you know, welcoming statement. It's, mm-hmm. it's beautiful. So that was done just last year. Brad is also the chair of our placemaking committee, and they've been really active as well, trying to find different opportunities for people to come and visit. And so there is a lot, like a grass lot, that's right across the street from North Street Pub that was an opportunity to, I guess, activate. So they came together and looked at ways to make it fun for people of all ages. So named it the Downtown Commons. That opened up, I think, what, just a couple months ago, Brad?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a big Connect Four. There's a few bistro tables you can sit at. There's there's a chess checkerboard, and there's pieces there. So
no
they're,
kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
they're magnetized there, so you can kind of come and just kind of sit and play. There's also horseshoes. Yeah.
Horseshoes.
Yeah.
Large Jenga.
Yeah.
So, wow. Tetris Tilt.
Yeah, Tetris Tilt. Yeah, so you can kind of come and visit. It's all you know, kind of temporary. We're going to see what sticks. And, you know, the committee is really active with the community and we, you know, making sure that it works for everyone. And, you know, new ideas are welcome. So kind of see what sticks there eventually to make it permanent. But right now it's just a nice spot to visit. And I think people are having a great time.
Absolutely. Well, I think what is also exciting is some of the sod work that's been going on in Morenci, too.
Yeah.
Brad, do you want to talk to that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we have a facade grant program through our DDA, and the local business owners, ultimately, that might want a new window or a new painting or a new, you know, facade overall. We're here to take the grants and applications and award them to those who need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we had like three or four businesses last year that, you know, I should say last fiscal year, you know, you start talking about government, it's not January to December anymore, you know, we're talking, you know, July to, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I think there were a few of them, you know, masonry, brickwork, awnings, painting, signage, things like that. So it's a great program.
You also have expanded your social district as well, right, Heather?
Yeah. So our social district started, I want to say, in 2023. So it's been going for about a year and a half now. Initially, it was kind of event only. So if the Eagles or the pub wanted to open it up, you know, wanted to host something and wanted to open up the social district so people could have their, you know, beverages outside, they'd have to go through the council. And so it kind of limited it, you know, if you want to do something this weekend or, you know, a couple weeks out, you know, it slowed it down. So then we went to opening, I guess this year, we went to 7 days a week. 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. So it's open all the time and it allows more flexibility.
Sure.
We got a lot of feedback, you know, from our businesses to say, you know, it would be really helpful to just have that flexibility. And so that expanded this year.
And ultimately, it lets us to do these events that we're doing downtown so people can freely walk around in the social district with a social district cup. Beverage choice.
And that's being more, it's being more common around in different areas, isn't it, Brad?
Most communities have jumped on board with some sort of social district. So Morenci has as well. Year one, we wanted to see how it would go. Mm-hmm. It went very well with no issues. And year two, we decided to expand.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Mm-hmm. You also are doing things in Morenci regarding some forestry things too, right?
Yeah. So our DDA really was the, I guess, the main drive in wanting to go after a forestry grant through the DNR, which you might not think so, but we actually were doing some research on what it would look like to get trees downtown again. Mm-hmm, and so, you know, you go to different downtown areas, and the trees just really add a vibrancy. You know, they add shade, which, you know, at our last Summer Saturday event would have been nice, you know. So, it was very hot. But also, you know, just that feeling. There's just a lot of research on the economic impact, the positive impact there. So we actually contacted the DNR and said, you know, how can we do this right? And they said, you know what, we have a grant opportunity coming up. And so talked it over and put in a good application last year, apparently, because we were awarded a grant of $218,165 to not only plant trees downtown, you know, do it really well, but to also educate our municipal staff and residents on, you know, how to care for trees, how to plant trees, how to maintain them, and develop a community tree plan. So that actually is getting started soon, where we're having an arborist come in and assess all of our public trees and at our cemeteries, parks, things like that, and to see how things are, how things look, what they need, and then kind of a plan for the future as far as trimming, removal, and planting. So it's a really comprehensive look that we, you know, put together for the city of Morenci and the downtown to just do as much as we can with that generous, you know, grant through the DNR.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's fantastic. Yeah. That really does add a lot to the downtown when you have, you know, trees and that type of thing to be able to kind of liven up the downtown, right, Brad?
Absolutely. Bring back some beautification to downtown.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about things that have been happening and a couple of things that are coming up in the near future. Well, let's look ahead. Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things you're looking ahead to do for Morenci then, Heather?
Well, like I said, with the trees, we're really excited about the streetscape. Once we get that done, there's been a real movement to see about putting some banners across Main Street, you know, to kind of advertise some of our events, do some string lights across Main Street, and also adding some additional crosswalks. So our DDA is looking closely at just more opportunities to improve the streetscape, and then also beautification efforts as far as, you know, murals and more placemaking ideas. So just a lot of the look and feel, and, you know, continue to do what we've been doing as far as, you know, like the facade grants go. So, yeah.
So, Brad, it sounds like you got your work cut out for you.
I think we do. Yeah. No, and for the event committee, I mean, we're hoping to grow on the Summer Saturday series that we have going. And you know, hopefully more people will hear about it, know about it. And when they hear Summer Saturdays, they think of live music downtown Morenci under the stoplight.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Well, I think this is exciting, you know, stuff for Morenci too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Morenci is like, yeah, you're down there at that corner, but you know, you're a big thriving community and growing as well. So this is really great that you're having these things and going on and will be going on.
Yeah.
So it's just like great. It's great news. So, you know, keep up the great work here, Brad.
Thanks, Dale. Appreciate it.
I have to give Brad a shout out. He did a great job. This Pop Garage Band. I was looking them up. I've been looking them up as we, you know, are promoting them, and they are a big deal. They were voted the top cover band in 2023 through the Toledo paper.
The Blade.
And so, I mean, just looking at their website and their playlist, they're going to be fantastic. So it's really cool to bring in, you know, bring in somebody that popular. I know our community is buzzing with excitement for our fall festival. We're going to have a DJ, Meyer Van Dam, that's going to be playing for a few hours during that vendor fair. And then after that's over, it's going to be Chase Van Brandt and the Dive Bar All-Stars. So if you're local, you know, you know Chase. You know, he's a big deal. He draws a big crowd. Meyer's kind of a hometown favorite, right, Brad?
Yeah, I mean, Van Damage is
the DJ name.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a local guy.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is not only just for Morenci, but for everybody,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And that's where I was going. You know, I mean, I feel like Morenci is such a great community that cares for one another. You know, we're everybody knows your name kind of thing. But at the same time, I think what's really cool about Morenci is, like, we do have open arms. You know, like, anybody that comes and visits, I feel like, you know, everybody's shaking their hand, wanting to see them, you know, having a good time together. And so I think visitors and residents alike, you know, are going to have fun at these events for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, let's remind people once again, the Summer Saturday coming up on the 9th once again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 6 o'clock. Yeah. Come for the food trucks at 6. Then
90s on the 9th, yes, on August 9th. So exactly, we're looking to have a good time. Hopefully everyone can join us. We have some contests going on too. Cash prizes for the
costumes.
Dress.
Yeah. Costumes. Yes. Yes. There are three categories. Yeah. We forgot to mention that. Yes. So there's grunge, there's 90s icon, and then just most creative. So if you come by yourself or with a group, you could potentially win $100.
Yes. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool.
So that's
all right.
really fun.
Photo opportunities,
yeah,
selfies,
a lot of, yeah.
yeah, groups.
Yeah, lots of fun and games. Just yeah. a lot to do. Yeah. yeah.
Well, that's great. And that, mm-hmm. you know, it creates excitement. It creates, you know, interest in coming down to downtown Morenci as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty awesome. Well, I'd just like to thank Brad Frederick, who is the chairman of the Morenci Downtown Development Authority's Event and Place Making Committee. Brad, thank you so much. And like I said, keep up the great work that you're doing down there.
Thanks, Dale. I appreciate it.
Also, we have Heather Sarnak, Community and Economic Development Director for the City of Morenci. Heather, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's always nice to come to Deli Alien.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we look forward to having you back,
of
too.
Of course.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.